to all of us today. Okay.
Oh,
I love you, and I'll see you on the other side.
Hey, my brother.
Here's Nicole.
Each day I live, I want to be a day to give the best of me. I'm only one, but not alone, and my finest day is yet unknown. I broke my heart for every gain to taste the sweet. Oh, I face the pain, and I rise and fall. Yet through it all, this much remains. I want one moment in time when I'm more than I thought I could be. When all of my dreams are one heartbeat away, and the answers are all up. So give me one moment in time when I'm racing with destiny. Oh, then in that one moment of time, I will feel eternity. Very best. I want it all, no time for less. See, I've laid the plans, and now lay the chance here in my hands. I want one moment in time when I'm more than I thought. Are all up to me. Give me one moment in time when I'm racing with destiny. Oh, then in that one moment of time, I will feel eternity. And each answer is all up to me. Oh, give me one moment in time when I'm racing with destiny. Oh, then in that one moment of time, I will feel
Wow. What a powerful woman. And Zoe, I also am glad that you couldn't locate your background soundtrack, because you singing that song a cappella was so powerful and beautiful. Another strong woman. I'm so glad to just share your company today on my Sunday with you, which is the first of Women's Herstory Recognition. I'm so grateful that there is a month put aside dedicated to and recognizing the power of women. Thank you both for blessing my heart this morning. My cup runneth over. If you all saw the talk title that I have for this morning and the scripture, you must already know that I am about to present a brief sharing on the prodigal son. In the days that stories were written in the Bible, the society was patriarchal. So this is talking about the prodigal son. But we must invite our females into this. And so let us think of this story as a story of the prodigal child. And I seek simply to cause us all to remember that we are that child. That child who wandered away from home. That child who said to his source, "Give me what belongs to me, and I'm going to take a trip." The story tells that he was given the money that was owed to him as the son. And as soon as he got it in his hands, he felt like he could take care of himself. He felt like he didn't need to be living with his daddy no more. He was way too grown up for that now. And so the scripture says, having received his inheritance, he gathered all together his things, and he wandered. He journeyed into a foreign land, a country he had never been in, a place he had never known. You see, he had never been anywhere outside of the grounds of his father's house. He decided to see what things would be like if he were in control of his own experience and made his mark on his own world. Interesting to me, as I first read this as a child, I was addicted to studying the Bible and talking to Jesus and asking, what does this mean? And having the living spirit that he is, was, and always will be, answer me and clarify some of the meanings of some of the scripture. Right after he gathered together his stuff and took his journey into a far country, the very next piece of information about him is, and he came to know want. He came to know want. It does not say he came to be in want or found himself in want. It said he came to know want. If you can imagine, being the son of the father, being in want was an inner experience he had never known. And it was scary territory. In his father's house, he said everything that he needed, everything he could ever want. But now he has come to know want. This doesn't speak of a physical condition. This speaks of a consciousness shift. Not be in want, no want. he became conscious of something that he had never even known existed. Want. And the story goes on to tell how bad it got, growing more and more desperate every day. At one point, this little Jewish boy began to consider even eating with the swine. Little Jewish boy is taught to don't even get near a pig or a hog. But there he was, watching them eat their slop. He was starving. And he kind of envied them. And in a moment, thought even to join them. When we have wandered away from our Creator, consciously, in our awareness, when we have left the presence of the Creator, and our consciousness of oneness with the Creator and with all of creation, we come to know want. And out there in our wandering, on our journey into a far-off country, there can be found no solution. He had only one option, and that was to be home. The scripture says, and finally he came to himself. He came to himself. He came to. He had been unconscious, except of separation and deprivation. He came to himself and said, I will arise and return to my Father. We all know what happens next. On the way home, he's getting his little monologue together about telling his father, I just want to be here even if I'm your servant and not your son. He is filled with remorse and hopes to beg his father to understand what had happened to him. I love the part of the scripture says, but his father saw him from far off and said, I can't sit here in my home. I gotta run and get my son. Had to be a shock to the son that the father was no way disappointed, was in no way upset, was in no way in a place of not understanding. His father fell upon him, kissed his neck, and said, let's go inside. I will give you a ring to put on your finger, sandals for your feet, and a robe to wear. And we's about to throw you a party. Once more, when we are not at home with God, we are in a far country. We are not in our intended place of residence. And we come to know want. Before I end my speak today, I have saved time to get us some women's energy in my talk in honor of women's history, her story, excuse me, in honor of women's her story month. So I'm going to get a woman in here. She's a little woman, and her story adds to my share so far. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes, because what I would like for you to do is to breathe as I do this short share. I would like you to breathe into your heart. that has been called the altar of God within the body. What I call the meeting place, where your experience of your humanity is intersected by the reality of your divinity. Home is the only place where we have dominion or power of any kind. The only place where we are not in want. So breathe, if you will, into your heart. Your place of home. 40 or 50 years ago, I heard a teacher say, all sickness is homesickness. So breathe into your heart. And I would ask that you would physically or just in your mind do me a favor. Click your heels 3 times and say, I want to go home. I want to go home. I want to go home. Click your heels 3 times and say, I want to go home. I want to go home. I have wandered off from my home. I have come to know want. And I think I've learned now all of the lessons that the challenges and the trials and the tribulations in the land of Oz came to teach me. I now know a secret. My life is a life of heaven on earth. Every detail of it, every person in it. I had no clue, but now I do. She clicked her heels 3 times and said 3 times, I want to go home. And just as she had been promised, she was immediately home. And her reveal, and the reveal to us watching the story of her life. The big reveal, brothers and sisters, you already know. She was not only home, but she had been there all the time, sleeping and dreaming the dream of separation. Brothers and sisters, we are dreaming the dream of separation. We are asleep to the source of our dominion power, the source of all of our love, all of our creativity, all of our joy, all that is good. We're asleep, which is why Jesus spoke to us saying, awake, you who sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you life. Christ mind consciousness will give us life. A life of heaven on earth, and nothing less. Peace! Right now I breathe gently and deeply, gently and deeply, consciously breathing the breath I breathe, this breath that is breathing me. I am aware of each and every breath I take. Breath is the life of my body, and my body is a spacesuit. I have come from the light for a brief journey here in human expressions, for a time that is temporary, and for a purpose that is eternal. Being away from the source of the one light, being a ray of light, come to shine away the darkness of illusion. The darkness of illusion being the thought, the erroneous thought, that I am separate from my source. I breathe gently and deeply to my place of remembering, the altar of God within the human body, my heart, that place where my self as human is intersected by myself that is eternal. This place in my heart, where who I seem to be and who I really am intersect, is my place of home. I return home to my heart with every breath I take. Home is where the heart is. When I wander away from this place in my heart, I journey into foreign territory, where things can become scary for me, where I can experience lack and limitation, conflict and fear. And so, I return home. All sickness is homesickness. The mind or body screaming out, take me home. The altar of God within the body, the place where love abides. I am here right now. I breathe. I let go. I'm home. All sickness is homesickness. I'm home.
Where there's love overflowing. Oh, I wish I was home. I wish I was back there with these things that I've been knowing. Like wind that makes the tall grass bend into leaning. This love and affection, and just maybe I can convince time to slow up, giving me enough time in my life to grow up. Oh, time, be my friend. Could you let me start again? Space, but I still know where I'm going. See, I have had my mind spun around in space, but yet I've watched it growing. So, oh, if you're listening, God, please don't make it hard to know if we should believe the things that we see. Tell us, should we try to stay? Should we run away? Or would it be better just to let things be? 'Cause living here in this brand new world might be a fantasy, but it taught me to love. So it's real.
Oh my God.